to get him to drive down the street and give her a ride when she could have just...
Hey, be quiet. Hello, Sarah?
Yeah, hi, Anthony. How's it going?
Well, not very well.
Oh, no.
Sonny wants to clock out, and I told her, no, get off my porch. Go home. She came over here. The first thing she said when she walked in the house is, can I have a drink? And I said, no. And then she said, just a little one, just a shot? And I said, no, you can't have it. So what did she do? She waited for me to walk in the room, in the other room, and then she took my a bottle of whiskey and took it home with her. And after she clocked in, she didn't do any work. She just comes over here to get booze, and she's stealing it from me. I told her she's fired. I said, don't come in my house.
Oh my goodness.
She says, well, can I at least clock out? I said, you don't need to clock out.
Wow, I'm really sorry about this, Anthony. I think we're going to have to find you a new caregiver.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to find you a new caregiver.
Yeah, because I'm not going to... She's no good to me when she's... She took my bottle of whiskey, went down and passed out on her porch. And you know what? She drank a whole 2 quarts.
That's a lot.
Yeah, she did it when I wasn't looking. And then she says, can I have just the one shot? I said, no. So then she waits for me. Say what?
You want me to delete the clock in because she didn't really work, right?
Well, I don't know what she did. She made my bed.
She made your bed. Well, I don't think she even clocked out. You said you kicked her out before she got the clock out, right?
Right. No, she didn't clock out.
I hear. Well, even if she wants... So if she wants me to put it in, she's going to have to get a timesheet signed by you. So I guess you'll talk about that with her if you feel like she did enough work.
Well, I don't know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need this shit. I mean, I got enough problems on my own. Just walking from one room to another, and then I got a drunk coming over here begging for whiskey and then stealing it from me and then going home and clocking in, go home, get drunk, come back, clock out, go home, get drunk, come back the next morning, clock in, go home, get drunk, come back, clock out, go home, get drunk. That's all she does.
Very unacceptable. I'm going to have to... So I think I'm going to look for someone. Is she what? Is she an agency?
Help
you
grow up. Help you be a man.
Is she what?
She's
not a family. Oh, God, no. She's from Cambodia. I'm from Germany. Different parts of the world.
Sorry, it just got a little hard to hear you.
Oh, no. We're not related in any way. Never have been.
Oh, we found her for you.
Well, no, she's a next door neighbor. She lives like 4 houses down, and that, so I found her because she says, "Oh, you know, I think you're such a nice person." Well, now I know why, because I had a bottle of whiskey in my bar area, and she had her eyes on that all the time.
Okay, so I'm going to... So you want me to look for someone else, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and does she know this?
Well, she says, you can't tell me what to do. You're not my boss. I said, well, I can tell you, you can't come in my house, so how are you going to work?
I hear. So you actually are her boss, because you can decide when you want her to come, when you don't want her to come.
Well, I know I am. I mean, that's what you guys told me at the very beginning, but she thinks it's your joke. She says, you're not my boss. You don't pay me.
No, it's for real. It's not a joke. Okay,
oh, well.
I'm putting your case right now on needs aid. So that means...
Oh, and with that spend down thing, I was on the phone with them yesterday for the longest time, and... they said I have to do it online. And they gave me the email address, or I mean the computer address. It's my Missouri Health. Something or other. And then they said that everything is done in there, and I can pay them through there.
Okay, so are you going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to be able to do that, but I've just been so busy with her that I haven't been able to do it because I got to keep my eyes open for her. Every time I turn around, she's at my door wanting more whiskey, and I say no.
Oh, my. It's literally like a kid.
Well, she's out of control. She needs to go to detox because she can't do it on her own. And I'm not a doctor.
Right, for sure.
And I'm certainly not her doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to look for someone now. It shouldn't be so hard to find someone since you're in a very local area.
Oh, good. Yeah, I need somebody because it takes me an hour to make my bed just to straighten the sheet.
Mhm. Yeah, that's really hard. So approximately what time do you want someone to come by? So I could.
I don't care. If they call first, so they make sure I'm home. I just got my car back, so now I, you know, sometimes I go grocery shopping or something or go to the mailbox because if I can get out to my car.
Right. Okay, so any time of day. And do you need help with just, like, the basics, like meal prep and those kind of things?
Well, the state came by and did an annual reassessment a couple weeks ago, and I think they said they were going to provide me with meals, but that's all. I haven't gotten any yet, but mm-hmm. So I don't know where. I don't even know who the caseworker was.
Well, I can check that for you. Actually, let me see.
Hey, is there a pencil around here? Oh, wait, here. Okay, I got a pencil.
It was by Lauren. Was that her name that came down to your house?
I don't know.
Looks like it. On the 3rd, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
She came in and said, oh, you can get dressed and you can bathe yourself. Oh, that we didn't know that. Oh, well, then we'll cross that out and we'll put this other stuff in so it won't change. I don't know. I don't know how they work this stuff out. You just owe us $13 a month. And I don't know what that's for.
Said you save them $13 a month?
No, they charge me $13 a month.
Right, that's the spend down.
Mm-hmm. So how soon can I get somebody over here?
Well, I'm going to see if I can work on that right now as soon as we hang up. Call.
Okay, and I'll go online and I'll see what, well... Shit, my computer's broke. Damn it. I sat on it, and I broke the screen. So now I have to hook it up to my TV, and that takes a while.
Mm.
But I can try to do the best I can. I got insurance on it. I should be able to take it in and get it fixed. But everybody's stupid except me. I'm the only sane person in the world. Are you sane? Oh, okay. Well, then that makes two of us.
Yeah, perfect plan.
Yeah. Are you married? We'll make this a doggone deal here.
Let's see. 224. I'm just looking at your previous authorizations to see how many hours. Oh, no.
I think it was 13 and a half hours a month. I mean, a week.
Yeah, it looks like they took away some hours from you.
They did?
I think so. You might want to call them up.
Oh, and the lady's name is Lauren. Do you have her phone number?
No, it doesn't say her phone number, but you could just call the state, and then they should. Now you have...
What department do I call?
Just call the direct line.
The what?
Let me see. Let me find you their number. Anthony, you're ready for the number?
I am.
Okay, so the number is 866.
866.
835.
835.
3505.
3505. And that's Lauren.
No, that's
3505.
It's not her direct extension, but you can see that that Lauren was the one that came down, and you're just wondering why you got a decrease in hours, because explain to them why you really needed all those hours.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't even know, I guess, I don't know what they did when they were here. They just asked me some questions, and they said, you know, can you dress yourself? And I said, yeah, I'm very modest, and you know, and can you bathe yourself? Well, I'm not going to have anybody else bathe me. They'd all get jealous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. So I'm going to look out for an aide for you, and as soon as I find someone, I'll give you a call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.